the pond. Walking down to the pond, I see their old footsteps through the depths of the soil. Fresh morning dew, taking in the pretty view. I remember seeing the abused, ablated abundance of cigarettes they set aflare to look cool, burning like the worn, weak wooden bridge, the one I walked across as a kid atop the mossy rocks around the pond. Alone, they never noticed me sitting by myself up in a tree. They used to do this all the time, but now their whole band of friends, tighter than old clothes, has met the fates that life bestows. Sitting that day, they finally noticed me. But, to my surprise, it wasn't a warm welcome. Fiercer than a rageful vendetta, they pounced on me. Their bellowing laughter was directed at me, like a sharp, bloody, blazed blade piercing me. I didn't understand. Why? What's wrong with me? I was just like them. I wanted to be cool, but they didn't care what I thought. They called me names, they hurt me. Life doesn't care, I thought. Life wasn't fair. But life fixes itself. Things even out. It never seemed like things would get better, but they did. I stand here now, stronger than ever, and they are locked up. Now I'm walking, with no destination in mind. Walking, but I feel strong, like an iron chain. I never had relatives to tell me things would get better. I was alone, cheerless, clueless, and careless. I watched the pond animals finally sitting still, and I stand here in the night's chill. I am the stronger man now. I should leave, start a life, move on. But this pond is a magnet, constantly drawing me back in. This majestic, marvelous, magical pond. We are slaves to life, slowly going down the long journey, trying to live life to its fullest. But I still remain here, reminiscing upon this ghost town. Theme: the things that don't kill you only make you a better and stronger person.